Hello.
Oh, hey, son. There you go. Sorry about that. Okay, just another a few questions. You don't have Facebook yet, right, Scott, or do you have Facebook yet?
That's a very good question. I haven't looked. I haven't set up a Facebook.
No worries. We'll help you do that. We'll help you do that.
If they set one up, I don't know what name they use.
Yeah, like I said, we will help you create that one. Now, what's the name of the website? It's Silver Service, you said? You had just told me a little while ago.
Yeah, and don't ask me why. Silver Service.
Mm-hmm.
Carpet Cleaning LLC .com. And the person that designed the website for me was just adamant about this. No, you have to have the LLC on there. I don't see
well,
why.
Well, you really don't, but okay. Right.
Well, it's everywhere now. My God, it just proliferates like rabbits, you know, it's on business cards.
On Monday... our IT guys, those are the guys that do all the back-end work for us. I'm sure you know what the IT department is right there.
Very well.
Okay, perfect. A lot of people, some people don't understand what the IT department is.
Back in the day, I used to do a lot of their work.
Oh, okay.
We were at a remote location, and I used to do a lot of the work for them.
Yeah, they do all the back-end work. They're the ones that, you know, get the verification with Google, put you on the first page, create the content for Facebook. They do all the content creation. I mean, I like to call them computer geniuses. You know, I know some people like to
now,
say all these. Mm-hmm.
There is a twist here.
Okay,
The website that I have.
Okay.
And there is a website. You can find it, Silver Service, you know, LLC.com.
Mm-hmm.
I don't own that. The person that sold me the package owns that website.
Okay, but you have
and,
the domain. Do you have the domain for it?
I own the domain.
Oh,
and
okay.
So far
well,
as I know.
Okay. Well, as long as you own the domain, yeah, we'll be able to help. Not a big deal. I mean, because the other scenario would be, I mean, under that 249, I mean, worst case scenario, if that person, you know, whatever, took the rights to it, doesn't want to give it to you, I don't know what terms you guys ended up in, or whatever the case is, we can always build
you.
We can always build you a new website. We don't charge you anything additional. Okay. I'm just speaking on a worst case scenario.
Yeah, and. He's not been, he's been fine about, you know, linking it. That's really he's told me.
Oh, okay.
For
awesome.
And I can give you his name. I can, that's no problem.
No, it's okay. You can give that to our IT guys. I was just telling you.
Yeah.
They will call you on Monday, you know, to get everything assessed. What time Monday do you think you have like 30 minutes to spare to speak with this department?
And so far as I know,
mm-hmm.
I will be up, you know, out of bed prior to 9 o'clock. Now, I don't set my alarm. I just wake up once in a while. I wake up late. Usually my cat will come up and tell me that it's time for food. Not quite as reliable as a rooster, but, you know.
Right. Well, here, I have, I'm looking at the IT department's calendar. They have an appointment open, for 10 a.m. They can call you at 10 a.m. or they can call you at 2 p.m. So I have 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. open.
Okay. Now. So far, what I've got in 10 a.m. is fine.
Okay.
I've got you as local /.
Yes,
is that
correct.
Right?
That is correct. Here, I'll send you Hold on, let me send that over to you also. I'll text it to you. I'm going to send you my personal information and
okay,
my direct
great.
Contact so you can have it as well. I want you to be able to have me as one of your point of contacts. And then I'll also send you our company information so you can also have that. But obviously, you're going to get this all in text messages and emails shortly, but I'll still send it to you. I just texted it over to you, so make sure you have that, okay?
Okay.
For your records, okay. And let's see here. Okay, so I got that information down. Okay, perfect. Okay, bear with me here 1 second. Okay. Boom, 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 boom. Almost done here, Scott. Thank you for being so patient, brother. Like I said, I think you're going to love...
Well, you have... I'm saying you have been tremendous.
Thank
you,
you
know.
So much. I appreciate you for saying that. I mean, I really, really do. I mean, I'm excited to, you know, to see your business, you know, grow and actually be busy and, you know, and a company actually coming through for you, not just telling you that they're going to do something and then, you know, serving you a plate full of nothing.
Well,
I do,
so far I own a boat. It's a hole in the water into which I throw money. I'd like it to start throwing some back.
Yes, yeah, so I was just going to say that. It's about time for that thing to throw a few things back. Okay. I need to set up a security question for the account. This will be the password to access the account, Scott, that you will have.
Okay.
With us. You get to choose one of these three here. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name. You can choose one of those three.
Well,
mm-hmm.
My mother's maiden name is Peart. P-E-A-R-T.
Oh, Peart. Okay, perfect. So we'll use that. So Peart would be the password to this account, okay? Never heard of that name before, but it's actually...
No.
You know.
It's I don't know what that name is. English, Irish, I'm not actually sure. I'm not sure they knew.
You know, the mother of my children is Irish. So definitely know what you... you know, are you part Irish, Scott?
Myself, I'm adopted. And I think I am primarily German. But... I don't know. I could be African. I don't know. I think I know this, but I mean, you know.
You're absolutely correct with that. Okay. All right, here. I'm almost done here. Perfect. The other question, Scott, you do have access, right? I need to make sure that you have access to SilverServiceCC@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. I've got that set up.
Okay. Yeah. I'm only asking because I will be sending the confirmations there in just a second, and also to your phone number. Okay? Bear with me here 1 second.
And I am not a – I use phones
mm-hmm.
because yeah, – well, they're handy. I'm not a real fanatic about them because I have fat fingers and I don't, you know.
Oh, man. I don't think I've heard too many people say that. Hey, I have fat fingers, so I'm not a very good phone person.
Well, I mean, when it comes to texting, I watch, you know, like my daughter, you know, and just thumbs and my God, she can... type faster than I ever could on a typewriter, but on a phone, I'm challenged.
Gotcha. No worries. No worries.
Okay.
Bear with me here 1 second, Scott. Putting in the information here Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and about 15 to 20 mile radius from Grand Rapids. Okay, perfect. Okay. And then, Scott, regarding the 249, brother, How did you want to take care of that? We do take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover.
Well, I got my wallet out, left it upstairs. That's the one downside to computers. I keep them in the family room, and
no worries.
I'm going to try.
Mm-hmm.
You know, business card.
No, okay. Is that a Visa? Is it a MasterCard? American Express?
Well, because I'm new, it's probably a MasterCard. I think it's with Fifth Third Bank.
Go ahead.
I've used it and it's worked, and I've used it and it's not worked. It's interesting. It doesn't have all the numbers, you know, across the front like the normal. Okay, let's try it, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
5593.
Okay.
3260.
Okay.
0280.
Okay.
And 5183.
Okay. Expiration?
928.
928. And then there's what's called a security code, which is the last three behind.
Yeah. 152.
152. And the card reads Scott Bruns?
Yeah, that's to me. I don't see an interesting card. Yeah, it does say Scott Bruns.
Bruns, okay. And Scott is...
No middle initial.
S-C-O-T-T, last name B-R-U-N-S.
Yes, you are correct.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now stand by for me 1 second while I validate that this is a valid card. One quick second.
Please do, yeah, because I had trouble with it one other time. I've only used it a couple times.
I have to read through our disclosure, but let me just make sure this is a valid card, and then I'll go ahead and read this over to you.
Yeah.
All right, stand by here for a second. All right, let's see here. Moment of truth.
Got my fingers crossed. I mean, honest to God, it didn't work one day. I tried it and it was, you know.
I gotta tell you, man, I would love to hang out with you sometime, man. That'd be amazing. Thumbs up.
Well, you have to get to know me, but I can be fun. Yeah.
Okay, it went through, Scott, just so you know.
Thank you.
Yes, it went through. I just gotta read you our disclosure really quick, and then we can wrap things up. I'm gonna walk you through what is called the voice verification, Scott, the reason behind this. We do have you on a discounted pre-agreement. And as an added form of protection, we'll send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you do not understand, ask me to clarify it for you. I'll be more than happy to do so. Okay?
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance to outline the service that you'll receive with Local Splash. And, of course, that works as an added form of protection for you. To make sure everything is correct, Scott, can you please state the name of the company?
Silver Service Carpet Cleaning, LLC.
Perfect. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Scott Bruns, and... I own it.
Okay. And you are an authorized party to enter the agreement on behalf of Silver Service Carpet Cleaning, LLC?
Well, yeah. I don't know who else would be. Come to think of it.
Hey,
now you
no, that,
look into,
that question's a little bit, you know, but we have to ask. You know, it's like, hey, well, who else would be authorized?
yeah, I don't know anywhere where it says that. I got the Michigan Department of Licensing. It doesn't say. I don't know. It's a good question. Name of a resident agent at the registered office is. So I guess that's me, yeah. So I guess that means I can.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the billing account, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Scott, we ask that you also are involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you are, if you agree, I should say, to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you so much. In hiring locals,
I have the best interest.
Absolutely. In hiring local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representative. All we ask, if at any point you bring on another company to do what we're doing for you to keep us in the loop, this normally only happens when you have, like, multiple locations, Scott, but we still have to advise you of that. So, you know.
Well, yeah, and what I will do is wait until I've talked to your
our IT guys.
IT guys, and make sure everything goes smoothly, and then I'm going to advise the other company that, you know, at the end of my, I will pay through my contract, but as of this time,
yeah, you want
I'm
to, you know,
doing, I will be doing, I will be doing business with, yeah, local. Splash.
Local Splash, like a splash of water, correct. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I came across your name somewhere. I actually did.
Well, you know, we've been around 20 years. A lot of people, you know, they hear about us because, you know, they, you know, when you look for
pregnant now,
Google. Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to know. Yeah, now I'm showing my age here. Okay. I am terrible at remembering names.
It's okay, Scott.
And
my name is Mario, with like the Nintendo game.
Okay, I got that.
Yeah, you know,
and,
like Super Mario.
I got it. Yeah, I think. Well, I mean, I know how to pronounce phonetics, but you know. So.
All right, okay. Let me just finish reading this piece so we can get this out the way. Your initial payment term was processed today, October 25th, for the amount of $249. When this renews, you're not due until November 25th, and that's going to be your flat rate, $249, Scott. Keep in mind that this is not a contract, Scott. So what that means is that you preserve the right to stop or cancel this service at any time if you're not happy. Okay.
Okay.
All that we do ask is if you ever do decide to stop the service is to just give us a 3-day heads up notice prior to the 25th. Okay.
I think that that's reasonable. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Well, let's hope that's not going to be the case. But if it is, you know, that's one of the things that we do ask. Let me be the first one, Scott, to welcome you, you know, to the company. You know, like I told you in the beginning, you know, our goal here alongside with Google is to keep the relationship with Silver Service on a long-term basis, right? Because that's, you know, that's the goal. And how do we do that? By obviously, you know, keeping you busy and occupied. You will get the call. I will ask for you, please, not to miss that 10 a.m. phone call on Monday from our IT guys. And it's our IT operations team. They're going to, you know, get all the information from you to get the ball rolling. You know, we will place you on Apple, on Yelp, on Bing, and then get your website going on Google. That only takes us about 7 to 14 days. Takes us a few weeks from that to do the verification with Google. So I'm going to ask you to please be on standby for the call, because the only thing that can delay the process is if you miss that phone call on Monday, 10 a.m., because then we will have to reschedule it. And sometimes, you know, these IT guys get so occupied with calls that, you know, we'll have to put it out a day or two, and I don't want to do that. So, you know.
Okay, well, unless there is some catastrophe that I don't anticipate, I will be ready.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. I appreciate that. Also, when you get a chance, go through your emails. You're going to get one email in particular, Scott, that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. I'm not sure if you're on a computer now. I mean, you don't have to do it today. You'll have until Monday to do this, but that particular email, it's going to say Local Splash Initial Invoice. When you open that up, it's going to show you your invoice. Oh, are you looking at it now?
Yep.
Oh, awesome. Okay, awesome. And then I'll help you do it. There's going to be a little link on there that says, click here to accept subscription terms.
All right.
Click on that. And then you're going to see your phone number about right in the middle of the page. Let me know when you see that. Do you see your phone number, Scott?
Oh, there it is. Okay. Right at the bottom.
I'm sorry. I should have been more specific. Right underneath your number, there's going to be two square boxes that you have to click on. Let me tell you what they are before you click on them. The first box says that you give us permission to call or text your phone when it's necessary. Okay. The secondary box says that you accept our terms, which is that this is not a contract and that you can cancel the service anytime and that the payment information you provided is yours and that is correct. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, click on both of those boxes, and then once you click those boxes, you're going to see your name right under that, Scott Bruins. Okay, there's going to be another box right underneath your name. You have to type in your name exactly as it appears and then hit confirm signature. Let me know when you do that.
Yes, and then it says confirm signature. Make sure I spelled it right, you know. Okay, confirm signature.
Okay, it's going to take you to another page now, and it's going to ask you for your credentials. Let me know if you see that.
It says, oops, we did not find the page you're looking for. Go back.
Okay, you might have spelled something wrong then. Here, let me.
Wait a second. Username.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're good. You did it. You did it correct. If it's asking you for the username, don't worry. You're going to get that on Monday from the IT guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
let me double check that you got that correct. Hold on. Let me just verify. That way I know when it comes Monday. Yep, you did it correctly, Scott. Thank you so much, brother.
Okay.
So on Monday, you know, that what you just did right now is going to save you about 10, 15 minutes Monday.
Great.
Yeah, awesome. Scott, again, thanks for the opportunity, brother, that you gave us. You know, we appreciate you gave us that 1% of your trust. I assure you that we will gain that other 99. We look forward to working with you, Scott. You will get a phone call from us Monday, 10 a.m. sharp. Please, I'll send you an email reminder, which is like a Google invite. You'll get it in about 5 minutes. It's going to remind you, hey, Scott, you have a scheduled appointment at 10 a.m. Monday with Local Splash. I'll send that reminder out to you. You just have to click.
And as soon as I talk to the IT guys, I'm going to get on the phone and cancel some other things. And by the time we're done, I think I will have freed up about $600 a month. So
sounds good. You know what? Then with that said, I'll definitely come over and have some steak and lobster on your end. I'm just kidding, brother.
I wasn't sure how I was going to buy hot dogs.
You say, I'll take you to McDonald's, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll, you know what? I'll take a Happy Meal on your behalf, brother. Scott, I really mean when I say this, man. It's been more than a pleasure, sir. You know, I
hope
you,
so. And I,
you know,
I told somebody, I'm very serious. At the end of next year, if this thing just isn't delivering, it's time to sell the equipment.
Gotcha.
But between now and then, I am going to chase everything that looks like it might work.
Absolutely.
And I know a lot of them won't, but, you know.
Well, you know what? It's one of those things, and I'll share something with you, and it's almost, I mean, I'm sharing it with you because it's almost the same thing. I mean, I remember I started off having my cell phone service with a company named T-Mobile. I'm not sure if you heard of them before.
Oh, yeah. I remember
that.
Yeah,
and my service was just horrendous. My calls would drop everywhere. So then I jumped over to another company that by the name of Sprint. I don't know if you heard of them before.
Oh,
yeah. That was even a worse nightmare. So I was fed up. I almost gave up, and I'm like, you know what? So one of my buddies said, hey, man, you know, I'm with Verizon. Everything works good here. So long story short, I've been with Verizon 4 years now, Scott, and I love the service. It finally works. It's doing what I want. And, I mean, the moral of the story is, had I just stopped at Sprint, you know, I would just still have a headache. So I kept trying until something worked.
Well, I used to be in sales, and a lot of times we'd use the analogy that, look, if you're sitting on the top of the hill getting ready to drive through town and you're going to wait until all the lights turn green, you're going to wait for a very long time. You got to go.
I like that. I like that. That's a very good analogy. I like that. Okay.
So expect to make some mistakes, but the objective is to get through the town, you know.
That's right. And, that's right. Well, Scott, again, brother, thank you very much for the opportunity. I am going to get wrap things up here. I'll get that email over to you. And again, we will be in touch on Monday, 10 a.m.
Okay, great.
Okay.
And I thank you very much.
Absolutely, Scott. Thank you so much. And, again, we will make sure to get that phone call over to you at 10, and, we'll take it from there.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Have a good one, Scott.
And you too.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye.